Be thou exalted, O God, above the heavens. Let thy glory be above all the earth. Psalm 57, verse 5. Welcome to the miracle and healing ministry of Jesus Christ. Listen now as his servant, Apostle Tanya, teaches on the Word of God. We invite you to visit us online at www.apostletanya.org.
The teaching you are about to listen to was taught through me by the dearest Holy Spirit before my miraculous voice change from thy Lord. In the fall of 2020, the Holy Father was most generous to give me a surprise miracle of a new speaking voice. And for a season afterwards, this miraculous speaking voice change continued to be stronger and develop into a sound wherewith I gather was the eternal Lord's original intent. I want to thank you whom are new to the ministry for your prayers and for your support. And welcome to all the new family members of the ministry. I want to encourage you to contact us if you are in need of prayer or are led by the Holy Spirit to serve with the ministry. Friends, together, let us exalt our blessed Master and declare his greatness in the earth. Amen?
And so we were continuing with what happens when there is sickness in Deuteronomy chapter 28, verse 59. It reads of sickness where there sickness that occurs when there is disobedience. And so let us read now Deuteronomy chapter 28, verse 59. Then the Lord will make thy plagues wonderful, and the plagues of thy seed, even great plagues and of long continuance, and sore sicknesses, and of long continuance. And so we read now the plague that comes on a person when they have been disobedient. And this plague is sickness. And the scripture reads that it is typically a long continuance of sickness, chronic illnesses, long-term diseases, terminal illness. This is what verse 59 in the book of Deuteronomy records. And finally, let us go on to Deuteronomy chapter 28, verse 66. We read of a cursed life in this most powerful chapter, hanging in doubt. And thy life shall hang in doubt before thee, reads Deuteronomy chapter 28, verse 66. And thou shalt fear day and night, and shalt have none assurance of thy life. I wonder how many feel this way, even listening to this recording, who will listen to it even months and years down the line. How many even now in this very hour is feeling this way? This is a life that is cursed, a life that feels doomed, that you don't even desire to wake up. You don't desire to go to sleep. You don't desire lights off. You don't desire the lights on. You don't desire nighttime. When morning time comes, you feel that you'll have your breakthrough, but morning time also feels like that nighttime. This is a life that is cursed. It is not a life that we should be living. It is not a life that Jesus has promised us. It is not the abundant life. And so Deuteronomy 28:66 is most powerful in that it diagnoses a cursed life. Hallelujah. This Bible that is so precious and holy unto us diagnoses what is occurring in our lives better than any physician in any hospital care, emergency care center, any clinic, any primary care doctor that your family has known for 60 years. This scripture diagnoses a life that is cursed most profoundly. Amen. And so I want you to, if you're feeling this way, we're going to get to your deliverance soon. And so Deuteronomy 28:66 is what the Lord is speaking to you and telling you that you're not alone and that He is hearing your cry and He wants to set you free today from generational curses. Oftentimes you have no knowledge of, and you don't know why you're living like this, wandering in the wilderness. Hallelujah. And so we bless thy Lord for His faithfulness. In the book of Galatians, chapter 3, verse 13, we read of the power and redemptive blood of Yeshua, of Jesus. We've read the curses in the Old Testament in Deuteronomy. And then Yeshua, we read in Galatians, is the answer to revoke the curse. And so let us read now together, standing, Galatians chapter 3, verse 13. Christ hath redeemed us from the curse of the law, being made a curse for us. For it is written, cursed is everyone that hangeth on a tree. Hallelujah. Dear ones, it is our repentance of the sins that we have committed in disobedience and in our family line and in the precious Master's blood that must be applied to those sins in our family, which will redeem us from the curse of the Lord. If we commit an act of disobedience, we curse our family also. But it is the precious blood of the Lamb that we can apply to the curse and revoke the curse. Jesus, His blood, cursed is everyone that hangeth on the tree. He has already redeemed us from the curse of the law. In Yeshua's name, we bless you. Father, we bless you for your Son. We bless you for your Son. Hallelujah. Oh, we thank you. Give Him thanks. Hallelujah.